Jim Godot and the Railroad Boys are a favorite band in the northeast portion of the country. Again, I'm always amazed at the strength of bluegrass in that part of our United States. There's so much going on up there. They have a unique blend of bluegrass and all sorts of musical influences. They were a guest a year ago, and we're going to talk to Jim again about the band and what they're up to. You will like their sound. There's nobody else that sounds like them. I met them first at Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival, a huge festival up in upstate New York. We're going to sit for a few minutes and talk to our friend Jim. Good day. I'm happy to get a chance to talk again. It's been a year.
It's been a whole year, Steve, if you can believe it.
And we're going to catch up a little bit with Jim. Say your last name.
I say it, Jim Godet.
Yeah. See, and I wrote it down, but I wanted to ask you again anyway.
Okay.
I wound up pronouncing the T all the time. But
yeah.
I don't mean to.
And it's okay.
I know. Well, yeah. We talked about why it could be, but we don't need to go through that again.
Really, right?
And you're here with
with the bass player.
Hey, Bobby.
Bobby,
Jimmy's bass player.
And you are the Railroad Boys. And I've seen you so many times.
Oh, good.
Because, I used to see you at Gray Fox all the time.
Okay, great.
And
yeah,
so
right.
I know you're from there. I know your music. And we talked last year. Just kind of got caught up with the new stuff, which I have in the circulation. I
play. Super.
And just wanted to catch up, see what you're doing. I know you're back down in Raleigh, but it's been a year or so.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
You know, we really have had a busy spring and summer. And
so did you run on Real Bluegrass last year?
It's probably related.
I don't know.
Right. We were out there to visit Ron Thomason out in Colorado festival, and that's a great one. And we did a lot of things, really. Pennsylvania, we're up in the Adirondack Mountains quite a bit.
A lot of high altitude stuff.
A lot of high altitude stuff, right.
That gets to you after a while.
Yeah. But we've been busy and things, you know, I couldn't be happier. So we're heading in the right direction.
The last time we met, I think the new album had just, it's not that long out, but let's catch up a little bit on the last album that we talked about.
Yeah, it's been very, very successful for us. You know, we're selling quite a few at the shows, which is always nice. And we're getting thanks.
It's got a nice mix of music on it.
Well, thank you. And it's thanks to people like yourself, Steve, it's getting the airplay. You know, we're having those monthly mailbox checks come in a little bit from.
Are they for more than $1.10?
Well, you know they are, which is nice. So, you know, we're real happy the way it's going. And
the you talked about selling the CD live.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be, at this day and age, that has to be maybe the only contact point or the best place to actually move that kind of product anymore, because shelf space doesn't exist for CDs, right?
Yeah.
Are you right about that?
Yeah, you're right. And it's, you know, it's forever changing, and I have a tough time keeping up with with the pace of the changes. That's where Bobby comes in. That's his deal.
Well, we do sell download cards, too.
Well, I was going to ask you more shows I've been going to, you can get a... I went to one, I don't remember the name of the artist, they had everything they ever did on a thumb drive on a keychain.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy that, or you could buy this thing. And
Oh, I like that
idea,
too.
I thought, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Okay, so you're doing, I missed the fact that CDs, I have your CD back in, but they're eventually, other than taking them on the road,
I know,
like you,
right?
They're not going to be available anywhere. I guess you could buy them online. And
the CD Baby, they exist on CD Baby for us.
But for how long?
Right.
Well, you know,
right.
Who's the...
Yeah, because that could be changing again soon.
I mean, I love the albums because I could read more about you guys.
This particular album, in the front, there's a booklet that has all of Jim's lyrics also that you can push out.
So you need that. You almost have to make the CD then something in addition to a download that you would want to have physical possession of.
Yes. Yes, that's another. If you're doing the downloads.
You know, we also tell the audience that when you buy one of these CDs, if you allow the band to sign them, that unlocks the stereo component on the CD.
That is not true.
That's right. Well, Bobby tells that story. He's the only one that tells that story.
So we sign a lot of CDs.
So you're here in Raleigh right now. This is the end of September. Are you doing showcases down here? Are you playing different places?
You know, this year we're here strictly business.
Okay, good.
No pressure of any showcases
or
anything like that. We just wanted to, you know, get to the right, meetings. And we've been booked both days, all day, as far as
different conferences. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff that goes on.
Yeah, and they've been very informative. And I'm really looking into the songwriter aspect of it. They've set up a new component at IBMA for the songwriters. And that has just been wonderful with Tony Rackley. I met with Joe Newberry today. And
Joe was just sitting in that chair.
Yes, he was. And, you know, the songwriter angle of it now, they're very supportive with IBMA, which really didn't exist a few years ago. So that's now falling into place. And that's really my purpose, my main purpose for being here this year.
The if people want to go to a website when you're scheduled, which has been very busy, where are they going to find where you guys are and where they get the
Bobby,
music?
Take it away, Bobby. www.jimgaudet.com. That's JimGaudet.com.
Okay.
Brand new website, too.
Okay.
We're pretty proud of it.
Are you doing the website stuff?
I do work on it, yeah. And
it's a handy guy to have around.
Not only
is he big, and bigger than you, which is
good.
He'll be handy.
Yeah.
He's also a smart guy.
Well, it's mobile friendly, too. Mobile friendly, right?
Okay, all right. I thought we were talking about Alabama, but
you meant
mobile like a phone and all different little.
Well, it's important to be able to read it on the phone.
That's
and,
true.
And many of them you can't.
I'm going to look it up when you guys leave. Make sure that I can because I got my phone right
now. Beautiful.
I love your music. I love your energy. Like I said, I've seen you so many times. Talk a little bit about the other people in the band. You mentioned your fiddle player.
Sure. Well, the fiddle player is Sarah Milanovic. She's our primary fiddle player.
Mm-hmm. I know this guy.
And she, you know, she tours nationally. She has her own band, and she is a singer-songwriter herself. And she tours internationally, and, you know, we have a tough time at times trying to put our schedules together. And when it comes up that Sarah's not available, then we go to Tucker Callender, who, you know, he's a performance, he's got a degree in classical performance violin, and he's an outstanding player, but he's the guy who does that devil's music. He does that gypsy swing music, you know? I mean, come on.
Yeah. I know this other tall guy.
And then Sten Isaacson. Yeah. We could do the whole interview about Sten because he's a classical virtuoso guitarist. He's with three different classical ensembles, so he's tough to keep the schedule straight too. He presents some, you know, complications from time to time, but he's an outstanding player and a wonderful guy.
I've seen Caroline here, but I haven't seen Jim yet.
Oh, Sten?
Yeah, Sten. Sten. Jim, yeah.
No, Sten is here.
Okay.
And he was here just a few minutes ago, but he went back up because he had another.
All right, that's good. That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys stopping by so we can talk again.
Absolutely. Our pleasure.
I'm a fan. We'll
spread
the word as much as we can, and hopefully you guys will stay as busy as you want to.
Beautiful.
You're one of the busy.
Can't ask for more than that.
No, you can't.
Nope.
Thanks. I'll let you go.
All right.